time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So our guest this week has won more New Zealand Music Awards than any other individual ever. Am I right? You're a Silver Scroll winner as well?
Yes.
Yep, Silver Scroll winner, nominated this year too for the Silver Scroll. You've been appointed a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit for Services to Music in 2006, inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame in 2016, released 5 solo records, a handful of compilations and live recordings. You featured in Cody and Beck and Opossum. Beck Runga.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Normally we don't have guests with quite a track record, so sorry, I thought I'd lay it out there to start with, because it's so impressive, and we're so very happy to have you here.
Cool, sweet, good.
So this year marks the 20th anniversary of your debut, Drive, which you're performing in full in just over a month. The Auckland date is going to be Thursday the 2nd of November at the Civic. A beautiful venue.
Yeah.
Have you played it before?
I have. I played it twice, and it is a beautiful venue. I'm pretty excited to go back. It's cool. Yeah.
So we're going to, I guess you're going to be playing Drive in full.
Yeah.
Would you like to play a song? Shall we start with a song from Drive?
Or? Yeah. I mean, if you want to.
Up to you.
I thought I might start with this song. It was a single off Drive, but I mean, maybe it's not so well known, and it's called Roll Into One.
Cool.
If I could make you mine, we could spend some time. Maybe you could come around in the weekend. Summer's rolling by, and we don't have much time. Tell me all about what keeps you ticking. We could sit in the sun, let the days all roll into one. How could you take so long to decide? How would you know until you tried? Say what's on your mind. Don't be so unkind. If you believe in stupid things like love, then we could sit in the sun, let the days all roll into one. How could you take so long to decide? How would you know until you tried? Tried. If you tried. Sit in the sun, let the days all roll into one. How could you take so long to decide? How would you know until you try?
Fantastic. thank you so much. We're going to have a second one, and then we'll have a chat. Before we came on, you weren't quite sure what we were.
I had no idea what I was going to play. I still don't. I still don't know what I'm going to play. But you know, it did occur to me that it's the election, you know, this week. So I have a song called Election Night.
Oh.
Which has nothing to do with anything, actually, but that's what it's called.
Cool.
Come around for tea, dance me round and round the kitchen by the lesser sympathy. Drive me miles away, escape the sky that we lay under. Of all the dreams we cannot shake, we're always shaking in our slumber. In the car, don't let me fall asleep. Bright machinery, loans the strangest of inventions. Could this all just turn on me when all I wanted was perfection? And you are, it's what you are to me. You're the brightest star when all the world's asleep. Well, the sun. So come to me where you belong.
Election night? Beklonga live in studio. Is that one been released?
Yeah, it is. It's off the second album, but it wasn't a single or anything. It's just an album track.
Well, we're getting close. Yeah. Do you have plans for Saturday?
Do I have plans for Saturday? Nah, I don't. But I will. It's pretty. No, I don't have plans for Saturday.
No.
But I'm going to vote, and I hope everyone else is voting.
Hey.
Yeah.
Very good. I was thinking about Drive. It must be very odd.
Old. Did you say old?
Did I? Is that what I meant? No, it must be very odd looking back on your debut. Who was that person?
Oh, whoa. That's awesome. Who was that person? Oh, gee. Oh, sorry. I just punched the microphone. Oh, boy. I guess I was quite naive. I was pretty young. I think a lot of the stuff I wrote when I was only 19 or so. But, I was a pretty naive 19-year-old, actually. Yeah, that's the truth.
And I was wondering, do you have any thoughts on why those songs resonated so clearly?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you what it was like to write it. It was really just because I was quite young and naive, I just did it. And there's something to be said for sort of not overthinking things too much. But I was very single-minded about it. So I just did it, just made it really, just really focused on this thing, and I just lived and breathed songwriting, from the 19 to 21 when it came out. And I think, yeah, it just had a purity about it because it wasn't really, it was just quite honest, yeah.
Mm. Where were those songs written? In a bedroom? Did you have a place where you go practice or...?
Yeah, mostly I was sort of, I'd just moved up from Christchurch and I was living in flats and stuff. And, just flats around Auckland. That's where it was written. Just, bedrooms and porches and stuff.
Very nice. Any suburbs in particular?
I had a flat in Mount Eden. I had one in the basement of a house in Herne Bay.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a nice basement, but it was in Herne Bay. Yeah. It was cool.
Cool. How did you get into songwriting?
I don't know. I think I played the drums first. My mum bought me some drums when I was 11, and I think I just got into guitar when I was about 15, to not have to lug the drums around, because I wanted to be able to like go to parties by myself without my dad. So I just might play the guitar and sing, because it's sort of mobile. And, and I started writing songs.
And did you enjoy it off the bat?
Yeah, I mean, I still love writing songs. Songwriting's fun, and actually, I just remember my older sister telling me to just write songs on like a rainy day when I was about 4. She's like, why don't we all just write songs? And it was a really just normal thing to do in my house, just to kind of write songs. And I think I still love it.
Having written so many, what are some of the challenges to writing a good song? Are they still the same as they were when you started, or
writing songs? I guess it's you have to have something to say. I think when you're sort of not, if you've got nothing to sort of say, then you better not to write anything, actually, because it's all about just the lyrics, I suppose, and lyrics are still always really hard to write. I think it's really hard to, say something and make it, sound authentic and have it rhyme. So it's not always easy.
No, of course. Then you add a melody.
Yeah.
What do you think makes up a good song? What's more important? Is it the words? Is it the melody?
I tell you what, the best songs I've written, like things like Sway and Drive and Bursting Through, they really just wrote themselves really fast, and it was just the lyrics and melody coming at one time, just in that real, you're just open to it happening, and I guess that's the most natural way to write a song. Yeah.
Open to it happening.
Yeah.
Do you have to get yourself to a place what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, just being stressed out and busy, it doesn't help. So, yeah, you just sort of have to be in a sort of a dreamy state, I guess.
Mm. I was looking at the liner notes of Drive, and I was wondering what the recording process was like, because it seemed like there were lots of people...
Yeah.
Kind of in the mix. That must have been a lot to...
Yeah, well, what happened was I was so young and I was signed to a major label quite quickly, and Drive was a demo that they put out. I just sent a demo to Sony when I was a kid, and they put it out as it was, and it went top 10, and that was cool and exciting, but then it became quite hard to make a record off the back of that, and so everyone got quite... We all got quite self-conscious about what to, how it was... meant to be, I suppose, and so they kind of put me with producers and stuff, and nothing really worked out. There were moments of things working out, but in the end I just asked if I could produce the record myself, and so I had to come get all the songs back and do it in one sort of 2-week period, so it still sounded cohesive rather than just taking all these sort of failed sessions and trying to make an album out of it. So in the end I ended up producing it myself, and that was cool. It was just because we tried everything, and then I just came back to just doing it myself.
Good. It's these shows, they're coming up, they're billed as an evening of Bekalunga and special guests. You've always surrounded yourself with really interesting people. I guess the guests have not been announced.
No.
I was wondering, maybe, how did you go about choosing them?
Well, I can tell you who's in the band. For starters, there's Cass, who's the bass player from Tiny Ruins, and Tom as well, he's in Tiny Ruins, and then Cody, my partner, He's in Silicon, and he also is a writer and producer with UMO. And, you know, that's the, we've just been practicing. And yeah, we've got some other guests coming up to sing. Actually, it's hard for me to tell you who they are yet because not a lot, all of them are confirmed. But I'll let you know. Yeah.
So people are gonna.
Yeah,
guess.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what we're trying to do. Yeah.
Cool.
I hope. Yeah.
Tom and Cass are so lovely as well.
Yeah, they are. They're really nice.
How did that? Because you had Cass in your. Cass performed with you at The Other's Way, right? How did that come about?
Oh, yeah. I did a tour with Tiny Ruins, and it was cool because I hadn't played in a really long time, and they just helped me kind of get back on the road in a way because I was just a fan of theirs, and I asked them if they wanted to do something together, and they were really into it. And we just, I sort of used them as a band, but also we sort of had our own sets as well in the show, but yeah, I learned a lot from being with them actually, because I sort of felt like they're so indie, and they do everything themselves, and it was quite a good lesson for me to just just be a bit more DIY and pore over. You know, the tour was one of my first independent tours, and it was cool. It was great. So I've got a good relationship with Cass, and he's a really great musician, and I just respect her musicianship. All of those guys are really good.
Mm. Keeping it more DIY moving forward, what do you have plans for the future?
Plans for the future.
What's on the boil?
Well, I've got this tour, and that's kind of cool to revisit Drive because, you know, it's 20 years on now, and it's kind of nice to make some sense of that. It's actually been really fun playing it with these guys. We've laughed our heads off because some of it's so 90s, but some of it's also quite timeless, and it's quite cool to, you know, be middle-aged and play something that you wrote when you were an adolescent. But it's been cool.
What do you mean by so 90?
Well, just some of the production sounds. I mean, not a lot of it. Some of it I'm quite proud of because it does sound like, you know, timeless. But there's the odd thing, you know, grunge had just happened. So there's a lot of like slightly off character kind of grunge things, which maybe don't sort of seem to make sense to me now. But, you know, the songs are still there. It's cool.
Are we talking about, forgive me for not knowing the name of the song, but I remember there's one where like, the dynamics really come into play. It's quite quiet, and then all of a sudden you kick in.
That's right. It's called Hey, and it's pretty much just a rip-off of Radiohead's Creep. But that was what was happening. I was like, you know, into that. But it's quite funny.
A good place to crib from.
Yeah.
Radiohead. Hey, apologies if this question is too on the nose, but I was wondering how do you define success?
I know. Well, sometimes when you choose things that aren't right, you know, and then they don't work, that's failure. But so success is when you follow your heart and you do something that feels so right, and it also, you know, resonates. And that's like, and actually, you know, so success is not choosing something that you didn't want to do and then having it succeed. I don't think that's success. So does that make sense?
Yeah, just follow your nose.
Yeah, it's better if it's, you know, there's a magic is kind of lost if you do things for the wrong reasons. Mm. Whether they, you know, give you success or not is not the point. I think it's just when you do something that's really true, it works.
Where did your instinct come from?
Everyone's got instinct. I don't know. I think, my instinct. Yeah, it's funny. I just think instinct is really important, I suppose. You know, I'm sort of thinking about, everyone should probably listen to it more. It's more just a case of how much we don't use it.
Hmm.
I think most people don't because it's, you know, yeah, whatever. But I think you should.
Beck, I think it's time for one last song. Which one have you chosen?
I don't know. I mean, this song's called Dream a Dream. Is that right?
Yeah, that's... Hey, yeah, yeah. Any time.
This is off my last record, but...
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Beck Longa, performing live in studio, and go and see her perform live the Drive 20th Anniversary Tour with special guests happening at the Civic on Thursday the 2nd of November.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!